from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's Midday Host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet 3 inches and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
That's why all the coaches hate taking questions from Joe in the press conferences, because he really wants to punch him first before he'll ask questions. But sometimes he'll make an exception. Joe, how are you?
I'm good, guys. Yeah, they can definitely feel my, you know, my presence in the press conference, and they can see the aggression kind of just emanating from my body.
I gotta say, your presence felt.
there was one sports fight I was near, which was actually on the patio of Jocks and Jills outside of the CNN Center. I was walking out of the Ohio State Florida basketball national championship game. This was at that Florida one. This was after Florida had already beaten Ohio State in football, which a Florida fan was reminding an Ohio State fan of, and then also said he said, we took you in football, we took you in basketball, now I'm going to take your girl. He reached out for this woman, and before there could even be contact, there was just a mass of humanity from both sides.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Just like all of a sudden formed a dog pile, and I was walking right by, and I just kind of, you know, sped up the pace.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm
no that's knock, a reason
that's
to fight.
That's a reason to knock somebody's ass
that's
out.
That's a reason to fight.
Yeah,
yeah, right there. For sure. It was amazing to see how quickly just a ball of human rage can form, when you find the right kind of triggering event.
That guy was so confident in his ability to take that woman because he roots for a school that's good at football and basketball. It's amazing what sports will do. Hey, you're obviously up there. You're talking to these guys. We found out that Kyle Pitts was limited in practice yesterday. Any update today on how he is?
Well, I think he updated everybody last night with kind of a funny tweet, which is basically saying that he couldn't run. There was like two plays that he sat out that he normally would, and that's essentially the extent of his limitation. I thought it was interesting, actually, Raheem Morris kind of pointed at, you know, when he said at his press conference before the practice that he was going to be limited, kind of put in there that, you know, he said that, you know, that's we're going to be more transparent about these things from, you know, time to time, which hasn't necessarily been the case in the past, which may be just kind of I don't know if you would call that like a strategic, you know, shift by the club, or whether that's, you know, kind of emanates from the head coach. I imagine that it mostly does. But clearly, you know, they were trying to kind of keep some injuries maybe under wraps last year, it seems, especially with Kyle. We kind of learned later on in the season that he had more going on. But I got to say, just from watching him throughout training camp, like, he is moving as good as I've really seen him, honestly. And I'm still just kind of thinking that he's going to have a big year if he can avoid those injuries. He has been an injury-plagued guy now, and, you know, I think that is a worry, but I don't think it's going to impact him here in this Week 1 matchup.
How do you think this matchup, these two teams match up right now, Joe P? I mean, we're a couple of days. Obviously, you got the work today, one tomorrow, walk through Saturday, and then your ball game on Sunday. But your first thoughts about this game coming up on Sunday between these two teams?
I honestly think it's a pretty favorable matchup for the Falcons, and specifically with where the Steelers team is right now. First of all, they're just not the kind of, I don't think they're the Steelers of the past that we've kind of, you know, we have for so long kind of known as this kind of perennial playoff team, which they've been. But, you know, this is a team that comes in with a banged up offensive line. They've got a guard, you know, one of their better offensive linemen as a guard is going to be out. Also, their rookie tackle has barely played in training camp so far. He just has started getting his first, practices in. And we know that Arthur Smith really relies on running the ball, getting that outside zone game working, and then kind of the boot and play action stuff comes off of that. But if they're down those offensive linemen, it's going to be, I think, tough to get that kind of that ball rolling, so to speak. And so I think there's a, and then also on that side of the ball, you've got a quarterback in Russell Wilson who has a, you know, tendency to hang on to it for too long and trying to make plays happen. And he may make some plays happen, but I think that also he's going to get sacked. I think that, you know, this Falcons pass rush is going to be able to get after him. And I think that that will kind of set a good tone for, you know, what hopefully can happen this season with a guy like Matt Judon adding him to the mix. I think it'll be more difficult on the other side because that's obviously the strength of the Steelers, and it happens to be the strength of the Falcons as well. And so, you know, that matchup, it could actually be the one that really determines which way this game goes. But, you know, the Vegas bookmakers have the Falcons as 3-point favorites in this one at home, obviously. So, yeah, I think that the Falcons are you know, they're in good stead heading into this one.
The Falcons pass rush should be able to get after it. It's something that you just said, and I don't think any of us could really say seriously in confidence over the last handful of years. It seems legitimate going into this game, obviously, for all the different reasons that you said. But when you add Judon, you obviously have a good interior. Russell Wilson, Mark Schlereth told us yesterday of the 45 sacks he took last year, 30 of them could have been avoided if he wouldn't have held the ball so long. And then the offensive line being banged up, like, that should be part of the, like, a really positive part of the story on Sunday for the Falcons, right? Like, we're talking about going into a game and expecting the Falcons pass rush to be able to help contribute to winning them a game.
Exactly. Like, it's hard. It's actually hard for me to see them winning the game if they don't get that kind of pressure throughout on Russell Wilson, because, you know, the Steelers defense is so good, and the Falcons are probably going to give up some sacks of their own. Obviously, the Falcons had a lot of trouble in that opening game last year going up against a sack artist like Brian Burns, where he was just kind of having his way with Caleb McGarry in that particular game. TJ Watt, obviously, on this team, as well as some other really impressive guys on that up front. And then they got added Patrick Queen to the mix to really kind of lock things down at the linebacker spot. So that's a tough matchup for them. But yeah, you would think that, like, if the Falcons are going to win this game, they really need that defense to step up. And we talk so much about the edge rushers, and obviously those guys are, like, the primary pass rushers, the guys who are going to get home on sacks and things. But I think one of the guys that we don't talk enough about when it comes to the pass rush is, you know, on that interior, but it's not great. It's actually David Onyemata. He's been the one who, for me, has flashed the most throughout training camp in terms of generating those pressures and sacks. And he was doing that for a lot last year. I thought he was the Falcons' best defensive lineman last year, up until he suffered an ankle injury around midseason. And then he was just never kind of the same guy after that. Didn't have that same kind of explosiveness. But I would kind of pinpoint him as a guy who I think is going to be able to have some success again with the Steelers down one of their better offensive linemen in that guard spot. I think that could create some problems for the Steelers.
Hey JP, if you look at, and it was a depth chart that was released by the Falcons, you have D. Alford in at the nickel and not Clark. Yeah. And then I was curious, they had Troy Anderson in as the starting linebacker. Is that something you think that will happen? If, say, for instance, the defense runs out of the tunnel, are those going to be the guys, or is it something where you're going to see some mix and matching?
I think definitely with D. Alford, he's going to be the nickel. Like, it's kind of funny. I feel like his position as the nickel has been more locked down than Mike Hughes's position at the other cornerback spot really has been. Where typically you think, like, you know, it's just like, okay, your best corner is obviously getting in. Whoever's your third best corner is essentially your nickel. It almost feels to me like D. Alford has kind of carved himself out a specific role in this nickel that the, you know, Jerry Gray wants to see out of this defense. And so I expect Mike Hughes and D. Alford to be on the field a ton in this game, obviously. And then at linebacker, I was a little bit surprised to see that as well, just because I would think that Nate Landman is a guy who would probably be just in the game on the first play, which is, you know, most likely to be a rundown, which is kind of his, you know, his MO. And I still think that could be the case, but they just kind of wanted to put Troy Anderson on that starting lineup because, you know, he's the higher value pick. And obviously a lot of fans have a lot of expectations for him. And frankly, the Falcons need him to be really good. Actually, Justin Simmons said something the other day talking about the scheme that they run and coming from Denver, where they ran something similar. And he was saying, I'm very familiar with this scheme, and you really need really good linebacker play in this scheme for it to be successful. And so to me, that made me think, you know, immediately about Troy Anderson, because I think we all kind of understand and have faith in a guy like Caden Ellis, who played so much last year, but we just haven't seen Troy Anderson in so long. And obviously with him kind of being slotted in as a starter, that's a bit kind of feels like a lot of pressure, you know. Just we just don't know what to expect from that from him.
Nate Landman was also limited.
He was
in practice yesterday.
No, he wasn't, Andy.
No one's freaking out about that.
Oh my God, limited.
But he didn't tweet about it.
Oh my God,
he didn't tweet to calm your concerns. So maybe you should be freaking out. Do we expect a full slate of plays for the new guys? Simmons and Judon are going to be out there to the fullest extent of their play.
I would think so. Judon for sure. Judon is ready to go because he was working. You know, he was working with the Patriots most days for them when he was out there before the trade happened. And Justin Simmons seems like physically he's maybe not quite at the level where Matt Judon is at this point, but it does seem very he's pretty comfortable that he's going to play. Let's just call it the vast majority of the snaps. Whether he's actually in for every snap, who knows? But I think it seems like both those guys are basically going to be ready to go for all intents and purposes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Chances that we see an Arthur Smith trick play in this game.
Like 100%.
Like
probably.
The highest possible percentage, right?
I was thinking the question is like, what are the odds we see Justin Fields in this game? And then what are the fields we see Justin Fields actually take a snap at quarterback in this game? And then what are the odds that Justin Fields actually throws the ball in this game?
Yeah, right.
And then what are the odds that Justin Fields throws the ball to Russell Wilson in this, you know, it's like you can keep going down the line of like how crazy it gets, but you have to think that there's definitely going to be some trickery at some point. Obviously, we all kind of know that that's Arthur Smith's MO, and you just got to feel like, or I feel like, you know, you've got two quarterbacks. Mike Tomlin's been talking it up, too, that they're going to see both. You feel like they've got a wrinkle up their sleeve where they're going to kind of try to catch the Falcons off guard a little bit with those guys. But, yeah, I definitely think we'll see the trickery, and that's just something that, you know, the Falcons have been talking about defensively. It's like you can't prepare for everything week one because you don't have tape on these guys, so you really are playing a defensive rules-based system where if you just trust and follow your rules that you play on defense, then you should be good. But that's a lot easier said than done, so we'll see how they handle it.
If Michael Pruitt throws a touchdown to Darnell Washington, like that building building is going to collapse.
If they could get some kind of flea flicker going between like Van Jefferson and Cordero Patterson and like all Scotty Miller and all these other former Falcons that they've
got. You know Arthur Smith has a former Falcon package. He does.
He does. Yeah,
he definitely
Somebody's going to score. He got something lined up for Falcon. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Don't let any of that happen, please. I know it's not up to you, Joe, but do what you can. Thank you. We appreciate
it, JP.
All right. See you guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.